And now the game where people we look up to have to look way down to see us. It's called Not My Job. In his basketball career, Chris Bosh won pretty much every award there was to win. 11-time NBA All-Star, 2 championships with the Miami Heat, an Olympic gold medal, and of course, he's in the Basketball Hall of Fame. And now he's written a book, so we assume he will soon be up for the Nobel Prize in Literature. Chris Bosh, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Man, you're too kind with that intro. Please, thank you.
So you're back in Texas where you're from. I always wonder, for people such as yourselves who are very well known, if you can have any anonymity walking around. I imagine it's particularly hard for you, shall we say, because you're a pretty prominent person.
Yeah, I'm pretty tall.
I was getting at that.
Yeah, I learned pretty early that I can't hide. You know, hide and seek was a very limited game for me in my life.
Yeah. So when you just brace yourself and you want to go walk down the street, you're like, yes, I'm going to hear from people. It's just what happens.
It's just what it is. I know you see me. Hi.
I don't know much about playing basketball on your level, but I have written a book. You've written a book. What's harder, playing championship basketball or writing a book? And please say writing a book.
Man, I'm going to go with playing. They present themselves. I'm going to be politically correct. They're both different challenges, but I'm an athlete by nature. I'm going to have to say, you know, it's that physical part. When that alarm goes off and you know what time it is and you know that you're about to have to go and run up and down the court, it gets very challenging very quickly. And when you're playing basketball nine and a half months out of the year, it gets tough.
You come across in the book as exceptionally thoughtful and considered in terms of your attitude. Is that what you were like as a player? I mean, were you the kind of, or were you like out there trash talking and
no.
and demonstrating the way that
trash talking wasn't my thing?
Yeah,
I love to play intense. No, not. I mean, not to say that I didn't get in scuffles and word matches, but. If you check the percentages, I didn't play well in those instances. So I kind of let the trash talkers do their thing and understood who I was. I'm the guy reading books before a game. That's who I am. That gets me prepared. I'm in the zone. You don't want to mess with me on this court.
Right. Was it weird going from Toronto, where you, I think, set records that still stand for the Raptors, down to Miami, where you were one of 3 superstars? It must have been like Batman joining the Justice League. It was like all of a sudden there are other superheroes around.
You know what it was like? I'm so glad you used that analogy because I haven't used that before. So it's like, yeah, Batman's with the Justice League. And it's like, yo, let me use my utility belt. Like, no. Hey, Batman, you don't need to do that. Go over there.
Oh, really?
We found that common ground. But come on, you know, a guy in his mid-20s, I want the ball. Give me the ball. And that was just the balance that we had to find in our relationship.
So you're an absolute legend, a Hall of Famer. Did you also binge watch The Last Dance?
I wouldn't. I promised myself I will watch it live because, you know, it was the prime of the pandemic and we were very, very serious about it. But, oh, I mean, I watched Michael Jordan win that first trophy. And that was the moment when I knew that that's when I wanted to be a professional basketball player.
Obviously, you didn't play at the same time. Did you ever go play golf with Michael Jordan? You ever spend any time with him?
No, I'm not a golfer. I tell people I have clubs, but they're clean. I'll get out there. If you want to hit balls in the woods, that's cool. We'll get a mulligan. We'll keep playing. But don't. I'm not the ringer. For sure.
Because the what we've heard is one of the reasons Jordan loves to play golf so much is it gives him a place to go out and compete and frankly beat people, which he is into.
I can see that.
So you don't have any aspect of your life where you get to sort of work that out?
It never did anything for me. I'm too much of a competitor, you know. So when we start competing,
yeah,
I don't want to be mad. I don't want to feel this. You know, if I'm playing golf with Michael Jordan and this is a really serious game, it's like I shouldn't feel this way about Michael Jordan because he beat me. I had to stop playing fantasy football. It was on Thanksgiving and I was mad. I said, I shouldn't be like this.
Really?
You were like
in Thanksgiving with your family.
Yeah, we come from a wonderful family and then somebody drops a pass and I'm like, I shouldn't feel this way. And the Cowboys lost. I'm a Dallas fan. I'm like, this isn't it for me. This is not my lifestyle.
Well, let's see how competitive you are, because Chris Bosh, it is a joy to talk to you, but we have in fact invited you here to play our game, and we call it
Chris Bosh, Have a Crisp Nosh.
We're going to ask you 3 questions about our favorite crisp nosh, that is Pringles potato chips. Answer 2 out of 3 questions about the terrifyingly unnatural snack. You will win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of anyone they might like in their voicemail. Bill, who is Chris Bosch playing for?
Sam Pittman of Phoenix, Arizona.
All right, you ready for this?
Game on.
All right, first question. Frederick Bauer is the man who invented Pringles, is the engineer who came up with the way of manufacturing them. And he was so proud of his invention that he did what? A, he named his two sons Sour Cream and Chive. Or B, he grew a mustache exactly like the one on that guy in the logo. Or C, he had himself buried in a Pringles can.
Oh man. Well, we're going to learn about Pringles history, which is amazing. I guess,
It's a fascinating
American
topic.
History too, technically, right? Okay.
It is.
I've consumed the products. That sounds like something. If it were me, I would definitely ask my boys to bury me in a Pringles can.
You're exactly right. And the level of the emotional insight you showed was very impressive. That's exactly right. That's what he asked for.
That's a good one.
He was cremated and his ashes interred in a Pringles can, a real one, that his sons went out and bought at a Walgreens. And they're like, well, it has to be original flavor. So presumably they ate the potato chips. And then use the can.
Oh,
very good.
Man. That is amazing.
Now, Pringles are popular because they are so easy to eat. But another snack company is trying to outdo them. What is this new kind of potato chips? A, one-hand chips, which come pre-crushed, so you can just essentially drink them out of the bag. B, IV chips, potatoes in a saline solution you just inject directly into your bloodstream. Or C, aerosol chips, which you spray in front of your face and then inhale.
This is real?
This is real. One of those is real.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's getting innovative. I'm going to go with that sounds like an aerosol thing.
You're going to go with the aerosol thing?
Spray the chip in your
That is a good idea if anybody out there wants to buy it from us. But no, the answer is one-hand chips. You know how you finish a bag of potato chips and there's just crumbs down there and you just tip it up, just drink down those last chips?
Yeah.
Imagine the entire bag like that. That is the innovation.
That's amazing. I wouldn't, that's great.
All right. One last question. You get this right, you win it all. Pringles are popular all over the world. If you're in the right place at the right time, you can try which of these real Pringles flavors. Which of these is real? A, blueberry and hazelnut. B, white chocolate peppermint. Or C, nightclub.
Oh, come on, man. I thought you were just going to give me something good, man. These are all just, no disrespect, they're terrible flavor. What does Nightingale taste like? What is it called?
No, it's not Nightingale, Nightclub.
Nightclub?
Just nightclub flavor. That's the flavor.
I'm going to have to go with Nightclub.
The answer is Nightclub, as well as the other two. Those are all real Pringles.
What?
Yes.
Where are they? And I will order a bag right now. Where are they from? Where can I get?
I don't know, but you can find them online. You can get your night. I don't even know what night. What does a nightclub taste like? Cigarette ash and
sweat
vodka
and salt.
No, I don't want that one. I don't want nightclub. That's I don't want early 20s taste. That's bad.
Bill, how did Chris Bosch do in our quiz?
2 out of 3, which means Chris is a winner.
Yes.
The legend does it all.
Add it one more to the trophy case.
It means everything to me, guys.
I am going to believe you. Chris Bosch is a 2-time NBA champion, 11-time NBA All-Star, an Olympic gold medalist, and his new book, Letters to a Young Athlete, a thoughtful meditation on what it takes to succeed. I highly recommend it. It is out now. Chris Bosch, thank you so much for joining us. An absolute joy to talk to you.
Thank you all.
Really
thank
fun.
You so much.
Thank
really
you.
Fun. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Take care.
You.